Good morning. Speaking on a Thursday morning, and our Alan Chart Talk is with us. One by one, listeners put their money in the great passion play of the fund drive. $1 million raised on air in 2.5 days, along with our lockbox. Without this WAMC audience, it proves we are nothing.
Well, David, the amount of gratitude that I have in my being for what everybody did, I mean, the idea that you would fill up a lockbox with $540,000 and then you would, in a couple of days, come up with the kind of money that will keep this station going and understand the imperative. It really isn't anything that I say or anybody else says. It's the absolute understanding of what this station does. All I can say is, this is a huge debt that I owe to everybody who has done so much to keep it going. People calling in and at the last minute with $5,000 or $1,000 or $5 or $20. And that's the way that this radio station works.
I even talked to a gentleman yesterday, Alan, who said, "It ended so quick, I hadn't had a chance. All right, I'll put something in the lockbox now."
Well, that's right. That lockbox, you can do it now, and you can keep it going. These deadlines are so important to us because it really does help us organize the way in which we can continue to function. And when I think of people like Joe Donahue and Selma and Sarah and the night crew, Jim Fassin, and of course, I don't have to go any further than to say the best of us all is Ray Graff, who is the funniest man I know and who keeps me on track, but who most of all provides a generalship behind the scenes. And we get people like our wonderful Anna Sickles and Colleen O'Connell. You just can't even name them all, and which is why I hesitate to even start to do that, because by no means would I want to leave anyone out. What a staff, what a group, and what an audience.
Well, let's talk a little politics this morning, Alan. First, about the House primaries results. Democrats enhanced their prospects winning control of the House by skirting potential calamity in California and lining up likely gains in New Jersey, but Republicans avoided their own worst-case scenario, securing a spot in California governor's race, which should, says the Times, help bring Republican voters to the polls this fall.
Well, David, as you know, California is an interesting place in that the top two vote getters get to be on the ballot. And what they were worried about, the Republicans, were that they were going to have two top Democrats who were going to be on the ballot. And both parties have to worry about the ideologues taking over. You can have somebody who can be popular with the rank and file, but who can't win. And what I think everybody is celebrating is that they got people who were winnable, but who were not too far out. I'm still not sure. I was thinking about this morning. Had Bernie Sanders been the candidate, he might well have beaten Trump. And I'll tell you why. Because I think people at that stage were ready for a change, a major change. And whether you loved Hillary Clinton or not, the big issue was that she was more establishment to so many people. These things change. I think Bernie might have had a shot last time. I don't know that he will have one this time. Joe Biden, who is more of a centrist, might do better. Those are the things that the voters are going to all have to sort out.
Speaker Paul Ryan backed Representative Trey Gowdy in dismissing President Trump's assertion that the FBI inserted a spy into his campaign.
Amazing, isn't it? Here's Ryan, who has been gutless all along and who comes along and has to protect his people in his institution, the House of Representatives. He does. He says Gowdy was right. There's no evidence that the FBI had done anything like what Trump is proposing. But then he left himself a little room and he said, "We still have some work to do." That was a bone that he threw to the Trump people, obviously. Some of these claims by Trump are so wacko. His Justice Department, his FBI, he fired the FBI chief. He named another one. And yet he still goes on with this nonsense about how he is the oppressed. It is just something we're going to look back on history and we're going to say, how come people didn't do more?
Trump attorney, former New York City mayor, of course, Rudy Giuliani, said North Korean despot Kim Jong-un begged, quote, on his hands and knees for a summit after the president canceled it last month.
There's a new poll out, David, that shows that Giuliani has a 29% approval rating. It's lower than Trump's by a lot. This guy is really becoming despised in America. He decided to go after Stormy Daniels and, of course, left the potential for yet another lawsuit by Daniels and Avenatti. It is the kind of thing that Giuliani has shown, which is that he really doesn't have a bottom when it comes to watching what his mouth says.
Our Alan Chart Talk with us. And while I'm at it, Alan, let me thank you and I'm sure the listeners would want to as well, for your energy and leadership all these years to create quite the community known as WAMC.
Well, I'm very proud of what everybody has done. Believe me, it takes a tremendous team, and that's what we have.
Thank you all.